Welcome to Light the Way, weekly rays of hope that scatter the darkness before us as we chart a path of enlightenment to build better relationships with our families and our neighborhoods. I'm Tom Shad, evening anchor at Wavy News 10. Episode 8, 17 Points of Light. It was a retired naval officer who once said, "A generation which ignores history has no past and no future." Robert Heinlein has also been called the dean of science fiction writers, penning such classics as Stranger in a Strange Land and Starship Troopers. But his quote points to earthly wisdom grounded in real events. On October 12, 2000, the terrorist group Al-Qaeda launched a suicide attack against the USS Cole, killing 17 of our sailors and injuring 37. This week's Light the Way began with images from the 20th anniversary observance at the Cole's home port of Naval Station Norfolk, so that we don't ignore history, nor the 17 men and women who died that morning in Yemen. Chief Petty Officer Richard Costello, Seaman Recruit Lakiba Palmer, Operations Specialist Second Class Timothy Saunders, Ensign Andrew Triplett, Seaman Apprentice Craig Wibberly, Hull Maintenance Technician Third Class Kenneth Clodfelter, Mess Management Specialist Seaman Lakina Francis, Information Systems Technician Seaman Timothy Ghana, Engineerman Second Class Mark Nito, Electronics Warfare Technician 3rd Class, Ronald Owens, Engineman Fireman Joshua Parlett, Fireman Apprentice Patrick Roy, Electronic Warfare Technician 2nd Class, Kevin Rux, Mess Management Specialist 3rd Class, Ronchester Santiago, Fireman Gary Swenchonis, Signalman Seaman Recruit Sharon Gunn, Seaman James McDaniels. Mona Gunn told our Tamara Scott about the loss of her son Sharon. "It never goes away. You're not supposed to outlive your children. But we can learn from them, like 12-year-old Phoenix Brown of Chesapeake, who cut 50 lawns for veterans, the elderly, and the disabled, free. Phoenix committed to the 50-yard challenge as part of a nationwide movement started by Raising Men Lawn Care Services in Alabama. The organization encourages youth to give back by cutting the grass. Politics continues to dominate our landscape as people grapple with choice in a time of uncertainty at our work and in our community. We saw images of people standing in line at polling places in Virginia and North Carolina, some waiting 2 hours or more to cast their votes more than 2 weeks before Election Day. About 1 million people have already voted in Virginia as we exercise freedom shown to us in part by 17 points of light. Thank you for helping to light the way, which airs every Friday evening on Wavy News 10. Find links to the stories that inspire each week's narrative on wavy.com.